Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we got a generation coming behind us that's got the top theory. They don't care no more. 12 slices of pie. No. Mm-hmm. Eight slices of pie. Mm-hmm. Eight slices of pie. 12 people in the room. Remember this. Teach it to your children. It's a pie theory. Came up with it. Eight slices of pie. 12 people in the room. You cut the pile, dish them out. Everybody get a piece, that's eight. Four pieces left. That's four people in the room that didn't get a slice of pie. They have three options and three options only. They only have three options. I studied this over and over. I tried to find a fourth option. If you can find one, please, but I can't find one. First option, they didn't get no pie. They can go to the store, down, get all the ingredients, go home and make their own pie. Yeah. Black folks used to have that ingredients, Miss Pat. We used to be able to make our own pie. We had the entrepreneurial skills. We had the welding skills. We had the carpentry skills. We knew Bo-Tech. We knew how to do auto mechanics. We could make our own pie. We used to have that. What took out? We went down this road, integration. We went down this road and we gave up. We gave up our black church. We gave up our black families. We gave up all those skills, and so what happened? We lost the ability to make our own pie. These businesses like this, we don't have any of them anymore. Right. We don't have startup businesses anymore, so we lost the ability to make pie. So now, when the last time you see a child with a lawnmower? When the last time you seen them with a what? When the last time you've been in a restaurant and seen young people working?
Ain't that something? Amen
to that. Yes. Give them a round of applause. We don't see that no more. That's why they need to be raised.
Yes.
We don't do that no more. We've lost the ability to make pie. So this generation says, number two, give me some pie. Okay? That's an option two. Somebody in the room can give me some of that pie. Okay? Well, we did that. That's what we did. We did the DSS system, did the block of cheese. Then they gave you the welfare system. Then they gave you the WIC. Then they gave you Section 8.
Right.
You know, right. And then folks start complaining. Yep. Conservatives, they start giving you more, and they gave you more, and they gave you more, and they complained more. So they gave you, and they gave us so much that we got lazy, waiting for so much, and you gave me more, we waited more, and we become lazy, fat, sloppy, don't do nothing. That's what they call them, right? Yeah. They gave us pie. They gave us pie, and what that happened? They ran out of pie.
Right.
Hey. How do I know they ran out of pie? Because their college student can't go get a job now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Brian?
That's right.
So now they out of pie. So now you hear the complaining from the Tea Party and the Conservatives. Why? They complain because they know, if I keep giving them black folks pie, we ain't going to have none ourselves. We can't give them no more pie. Why? Because they're taking the pie. We got to find out something to do. We'll build more jails. We'll send more drugs in the community. We'll send more. Because we can send the drugs in the community, send them back over to jail. We can make money off the jail. That way, we don't have to give them more pie. It's a game. Okay, so now I can't make no more pie, Miss Pat. Okay. Now they ain't not giving me no more pie, Miss Pat. But I'm hungry, Miss Pat. I'm still hungry. I'm sorry, Brian. I'm 52 years old. And if my family got to eat, and it's a food line up the street, and it's closed, and I ain't got no money, this foot going through that window. And you won't have to catch me running down the street with some groceries. Because I'm 52. And I'm going to do everything possible to feed my family. And Brian, I'm 52. And if you leave out your house and go up the street and my family are hungry, I'm 52. With my baby crying. You left up and went out the street. I don't think you're going to miss too much out your house, so I'm going in your house, right? because they don't have an option. We're not providing with them because we've been fighting over which road to go on. I say go on both roads. Because both of them leading the same way. I mean, you ain't got to ride 95 to New York only, do you? That's the only way to get to New York. I mean, they got some alternative routes. We can go on both roads and support each other in both roads. Those that want to support, those over here, support. Because we can all agree that 3 o'clock in the morning, my baby need to come home safe. I got it. I'm going to say this because I got family in the room. I got into an argument the other day because I told somebody that they got this boycott going. And somebody said, well, you support the boycott. Yeah, I support the boycott. Well, you know, I'm supporting you to do. That's your thing. I'm not gonna push mine on you, and I don't want you to push yours on me. That's how we gotta learn to be. I'm not gonna get mad because you got a tree up in your house. I sure is. That ain't cool. I ain't paying for the light bill. Ain't none of my business.
Oh, my God.
I mean, no. If you already know, and you know what I'm doing, and you got, why am I going to come argue with you about your tree?
That's right.
I already see what you're saying. You don't want to know. That's the subject I don't need. I'm going to go over here with one end. Ricky ain't got no tree. I'm going to talk to Ricky and Rick about this boycott. I'm going to talk to you then. But he already got a tree. I'm arguing with him for. The man do his thing. If he catch on later, he catch on. If he don't. Hey, so what? We argue too much. We fight too much. And we do it openly.
Come on.
January 1, I'm no longer arguing on Facebook.
You good.
No longer arguing on Facebook, January 1. Or the next 30 days, if you come at me wrong, I'm going to get you. After January, when you wear dress, I'm not arguing no more. I'm being peaceful. I'm going to let y'all know we got y'all go. We go home. I'm going to let y'all know. Thank you, Ms. Pat. I'm going to let you know where No Covers is going. No Covers is not a religious organization. I'm going to clear that. I got some Muslim friends in here, family here. I created No Covers for me. For me. I created No Covers 4 years ago. I started this project called No Cover. And it was supposed to be Brian. I'm glad Brian, because Frankie and Brian here. We talked about No Cover. It's your house. I'm in Brian's. I got some doctors. We shot the video at y'all. I got to tell the story about it. I think your house was the first time I told it. Lex was with me last. We told it to the pastor. Brian had a friend there. And I told the pastor. And Brian had invited me to his house with some of his friends. And we started about 8 o'clock, and we ended about 1 in the morning, going at it, because they had never really had nobody like me that didn't mind saying that, what I say. And his friend, and the woman was there, I mean, one time she got up and looked at me, and she said, I feel sick. And she's like, why? She said, because what you're saying is true. But they never had anybody explain. And one other thing I want to share with you. When you, this is something I did. I don't know if it worked for you or not. And my son looking at me, guy, he ain't gonna go for this because he can't stand cops at all. That boy hate cops. When you talk about somebody hate cops, that boy hate a cop. I'm talking about he hate a cop. I don't like him sometimes. That boy there hate a cop. So what I started doing after the thing started going down with all the bunch of cops, every time I see a cop, I wait. No, sir. I'm waiting. Number one, I'm gonna check myself. But every time I see a cop, I wait. I mean, because I ride a bicycle everywhere. If I know where I'm going, I see a cop, I wait. They pass by the street, I wait. I force them to wave back, and they have started to wave because cops have a regular routine. So everywhere I go, they have a regular routine. So I wait. So now they see me, they wave. Most all the cops do is see me. Wait. So the other night, what about a week ago, I'm riding to work. I get a flat. Guess who stopped? Cop. Mm-hmm. See how that works? Never met him before. Stop. bike in the back, and he's a cop. You know I'm going to Link, back in the back, took me to work, bike. I said, why are you doing? He said that I see you waving all the time. But I didn't know. He said, every time we see you, he said, it's a thing we talk about at the station. You always waiting. Reverse psychology. I'm going to play their mind.